So Star Trek is coming to Webtoon with a gay YA romance story. What the hell?
Yeah, they're bound to determine, it's not that one, it's the other one, but they're bound to determine that they are going to get this put through. Because, you know, Starfleet Academy, there's a lot of complaints about it, and people just didn't watch it in general. I mean, the people that complained about it or loved it or hated it were the ones who were only ones who were engaged in it. The majority of people didn't even know it existed. And that's probably going to happen with this too. But when that didn't work, we're going to go to Webtoon, a platform that's predominantly their target demographic and women who like to read, stories about gay men. And that's what they're going to put it on there. And they're going to make a gay story about Star Trek, and they're making sure you know it's canon.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're doing two new series, and it looks like they're trying to cover all their bases here. But look, this isn't the first franchise that's tried to come to Webtoon. Now Webtoon's popular. We had Marvel and DC Comics both doing stuff with Webtoon. We had Archie Comics doing stuff with Webtoon. But it is kind of interesting that Star Trek fans in particular are turning on the quote-unquote wokeness of Star Trek, and they're going to double, triple down on it. Now, these were probably put in place before the Ellisons bought Paramount. But it is, you know, the fact that they're coming out and saying, hey, this is canon, guys, this YA romance.
Well, they're just trying to make this whole shift in Star Trek stick. And when it doesn't stick in the TV space, they're going to try to go to the comic space to an audience that is predominantly younger and, you know, skews all over the place and is mostly women.
They're going to make it stick all over the place.
That's
yeah,
what
it's
they're
mostly
trying
women.
To do. They're trying to push this no matter what. They're trying to push this new frontier.
The new frontier.
They already did it. It was called the Orville.
It was called the Oral. No, yeah, the Orville did Star Trek better than Star Trek. So we'll talk about this. This is like, kind of reminds me of something you would have seen from IDW. And I am shocked that IDW still has a license to Star Trek. I don't know what the hell is going on over at IDW, but we'll talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You will get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo!
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And if you want more information on comics, I actually did a comic book episode yesterday at more, M-O-R-E, .clownfishtv.com. That's more, .clownfishtv.com, talking about piracy in the comic book industry and everybody freaking out because they can't pirate their comics anymore. And this is probably why the comics cost $5, because everybody's stealing this shit. But you don't have to steal it from Webtoon. They just
give
it to you for free.
Well, that's why Webtoons is popular. Webtoons is popular because it's for the most part, not, you do have to pay for some things, but it's a lot of free shit for people who don't want to pay for things. And you can go get your free kink over there. And it's like, and for women, that's what it is. There are so many straight women that are just into these comics about gay men. It's ridiculous. I don't even get it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I always assumed that the reason...
It's not for you, it's for them.
Yeah, I always assumed it was like gay men were into comics about... But no, it's actually women. Women
they're
like
made for women, yes.
I mean, it's always, you know, they always joke that guys are into lesbians, but apparently women are into gay dudes too, which I... No idea. You're not, right?
No.
Okay, just make sure. This
no
comes from
offense to people who are gay, but I'm just
no. This isn't. This is like, look, it's just like the fact that you're turning Star Trek into a canon YA shipping bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not the way. If you're trying to bring people back to Star Trek, and sorry, these people are not going to watch your Star Trek series.
They're trying to find their new audience. They're not even trying to bring people back to Star Trek. They're trying to go find a new audience so they can make the Star Trek a vehicle like they do with everything else. What IP haven't we bastardized yet? I know, Star Trek. Let's go, you know, mess with that.
They've been.
No, but you know what I'm saying. It's just like they've been trying to get their fingers all over it. They've already fingered up everything else. Look at
Star Trek. She-Ra. Getting fingered. She-Ra's getting fingered. Everybody's getting fingered.
God, did you just like wait all day to say everybody's getting fingered?
No, I didn't. It's very, it's pretty early yet. So I didn't wait all day. I waited like an hour.
Just the way you did that. No.
It's still early. It's not even lunchtime yet. And everyone's getting fingered over on Webtoon. Let's talk about the announcement. Then we'll go out to Phantom Pulse, which spells out exactly what kind of romance we're talking about. And this is after you know, Starfleet Academy crashed and burned, like colossal failure, because people are like, we don't want CW, you know, super woke.
They want Star Trek. They want Star Trek. I mean, and the thing is, you can, that doesn't mean that you can't have progressive themes in Star Trek.
Right. It always has. It always has had.
And it's like, you know, Captain Kirk was kissing everyone. It's just that you need to stick with the story. The focus of the story needs to be the Star Trek. I don't want to see like, oh, here's all the kids in school learning to be Starfleet officers. It's not the same thing, you know? And this one at least is not at the school level. Real quick, the demographics. I wanted to read this to you real quick for Webtoon. Keep this in mind. Predominantly Gen Z and Millennial, approximately 75% of users worldwide are under the age of 24. Since normal comic books skew, like traditional ones skew male, Webtoons is mostly female leading global audience. Age breakdown, teens to early 20s, 13 to 24 is the largest segment. Users under 24 make approximately 70% of the platform, probably because it's free. The young adults, we're talking about different groups, but they said it's mostly, it's 58 to 65% women. In the U.S. Now, over in Korea and Japan, it's mostly men. But in the U.S., in the Western markets, you know, so in Europe and stuff too, it's mostly women. Up to 65% of the demographic is female.
All right. So I don't think you're going to be into this.
Oh, and also, romance and drama is the highest percentage of female readership on Webtoon.
That actually is true. Romance has definitely taken over on Webtoon.
Shadowbinders did great over there because it kind of is like, you know, rom-com, and people liked it a lot.
We actually, yeah, just side tangent, we used to get paid to put our comic Mirror, our comic,
yeah, we
over
were one
there,
the ones that got paid,
but then they started pushing out the Western creators and they started bringing in more of their own, you know, house stuff, which was always the plan. The goal was always to have homegrown comics and push them to a Western audience. But I digress. This is coming from TrekMovie.com. Two Star Trek webcomic series are coming to Webtoon, and they're officially canon. Star Trek is branching into a new medium, this time with two original webcomic series tied to Deep Space Nine and Voyager. The first series, titled Stargazers, launches this weekend, followed by Recollection this summer, and according to Paramount, both of them are canon.
Yeah, okay. That's what they said. The one is just more like a mystery, and then there's this one that's just, you know, leading a certain way.
So this, I have to wonder, this is Amy Jarachow, the head of global publishing at Paramount. I have to wonder if she is also partly responsible for what's going on at IDW. But she said, one of the most remarkable things about Star Trek is that even after six decades, there are still new frontiers to explore, not just in story, but how those stories are told. We're introducing Star Trek on a new platform with Webtoon, creating a uniquely immersive experience for our audience. It's an exciting evolution for the franchise and a powerful way to connect with both devoted fans and a new demographic as they discover these original
That's
stories.
That's what they're going for, but it's just, it's honestly a step backward, because Webtoons, most of these people, what they want is a TV show deal, movie deal. They already had these deals, and now they're having to go to Webtoons to try to make those stories they want to push stick. But this one, what is up with everybody that, you know, all these people and all these stories, they always, it's always you want to screw your friend. You're not allowed to have a friend that you don't want to fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Here,
so
go ahead and read it.
Okay. So this is the first series is, I guess that's the one that's called Stargazers.
Which there is another comic called Stargazers
there is,
already on there.
There already is a Stargazers comic on Webtoon that an indie artist did, but you know, whatever, you don't matter because you're just an indie artist. But they'll call it like Star Trek Stargazers. But here's a synopsis for that one. They said a new series set aboard Deep Space Nine, Stargazer introduces an entirely new cast navigating early adulthood in a vibrant quarter of the galaxy. Stargazers is a young adult romance set in the vibrant, that's the second time they said vibrant, vibrant, ever-evolving world.
Well,
of
they probably thought rainbow was too much.
The vibrant, ever-evolving world of Deep Space Nine, where friendship, identity, and first love unfold against the backdrop of a galaxy recovering from war.
I just thought it was funny that they're going to pick to end this on it. It's on Deep Space Nine. Anyway,
it's vibrant.
Leon,
did I mention it's vibrant?
Is an optimistic young man fresh
this is
out
the
of
second
school.
One, yeah.
No, this is the first one.
Oh, this is the first one.
This
okay.
is it. Spending his days with his close-knit group of friends, including Chun, an inventor, and his dog. And while Leon embraces the unknown,
it's
and
Churi, he said, Chun.
I'm trying to read this as well. And resist choosing a defined path. His childhood friend, Sirik, is determined to follow a different trajectory. I can't read this. It's too small. In the Starfleet Academy. There you go.
There you go.
In the Starfleet Academy. And has the expectations of his dad. After falling out, pushing apart, Leon and Sirik find themselves drawn back together in unexpected ways, navigating a complicated and evolving romance. Because, you know, you can't just have a friend, especially if you're a guy. Alongside their friends, who apparently they don't want to sleep with, they become entangled in a station-wide animal smuggling conspiracy.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God, the tribbles.
What?
All while preparing for a community talent show.
What the?
That breaks their world.
Wait a second. Okay.
I didn't read the whole thing earlier.
Okay. We're talking Deep Space Nine, which is the darkest Star Trek series, by the way. It's a very
word deep, or they figured it worked.
There are some lighthearted moments, but for the most part is definitely the darkest Star Trek series, 90s series, right? So we're gonna take that. And they're going to be having a young adult gay romance with their little dog. And all the while, they're going to be getting ready for a talent show on fucking Deep Space Nine.
Well, you have to remember the audience they're pandering to didn't watch Deep Space Nine. They're all like the younger people who are like under 24, 13 to 24. So they're pushing, you know, animal smuggling, conspiracy, talent shows, and gay Starfleet official academy.
Then the Cardassians show up and kill them all. No, except this one will have the Kardashians instead of the Cardassians.
Yeah.
Kim, oh my God.
I'll make you look fabulous.
What the actual fuck? So he's got a little dog.
Don't give him ideas. Don't say that word.
And, oh my God.
And the dog just loves the other guy. Because, you know, you cannot have a friend and be, you know, a girl or a guy and have a same-sex friend without wanting to sleep with them. Especially men for whatever reason. And this is going to appeal to all the girls.
Yes, that's what I'm...
What can we do? Let's do, what was that hockey one? Let's do that, but it's Star Trek.
Okay, now this one's
or whatever.
Okay, so that's that one. Okay, Recollections, next one. Recollections, set in a later timeline inspired by the Next Generation and Voyager. Recollection is a gripping mystery that follows a crew who awaken on a Federation starship without any of their memories. That's actually an interesting.
That one sounds interesting.
But it's written by
is somebody
who worked on.
Is there a talent show?
I don't know. It's a young woman awakens with no memory of who she is or how she got there, only to discover six other passengers share the same fate. With no clear answers and little trust between them, the group turns to the ship's enigmatic holopilot, Jade, who appears to be withholding critical information. That sounds like science fiction. Their search for the truth leads them to a remote space outpost where the protagonist encounters a Vulcan who seems to recognize her and provides a device that unlocks fragments of her memories, but only in fleeting moments. As tensions rise and alliances form under pressure, the group uncovers a shocking reality. Most of them are among the Federation's most wanted, bound for re-education facility. As identities are revealed, loyalties tested, the crew must decide who they are and who they're willing to become. Actually,
who they're going to sleep with, because that's probably going to be part
of it. I'm sure, but that synopsis sounds more Star Trek than we're going to put on a talent show in Deep Space Nine.
Go back up. Okay, so they have like the right, because this one, what worked on this? Go back down.
Sam Maggs.
Okay, so Critical Role, Star Wars, Marvel, Star Trek, but then go up to the right on the other one.
The other one is Chef's Kiss.
Young Men in Love. One has a pedigree in science fiction and one does not.
Yeah,
because they clearly don't care about the science. They're just, basically it's a She-Ra all over again. We got this gay kid story and we need to put it somewhere, so throw it into Star Trek.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what this is about. That's what they're doing. And the art isn't even very good, I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's typical Webtoon stuff. I mean, Webtoons has, like, here's the thing. With Webtoons, people are like, oh, the art's not good. I'm like, the stuff is cranked out.
That ship is good, but the people, the characters, yeah, they can do them so quickly. But I'm sorry, you're getting funded by a major thing. You think you could do better than that on the art style?
I need to see more of his anatomy. So FanPaul said DS9 is a deliberate choice and not an accident. Deep Space Nine is among the most beloved Trek series in the franchise's history. Yes. It said using DS9 as the backdrop for Webtoon activation is a way to borrow the goodwill of a beloved property to sell content the existing fan base did not ask for. Right. Hey guys, we have a new DS9 canon DS9 story about...
But-
a couple of guys putting on a talent show.
But they want to sleep with each other. That's their talent. But listen, they're not looking for the existing audience because the existing audience keeps rejecting their shit. They're trying to find a new audience, and they say so direct from the horse's mouth in the release.
Yeah. Now, they're speculating on fan polls. They did not say it specifically, but the second story, which actually sounds interesting, they said, no, it's totally going to be gay too, because Sam Maggs is known for writing gay characters.
Because they're trying to push. It's not sticking with people on, you know, the TV and stuff. So we're going to go try to find an audience that will accept it. Look how popular it is in webtoons. Don't you think we should do another show
just like this one? So we're going to try. Yeah,
and
we're going
to
try
the webtoons audience to watch it. So we can just push our agenda through in a different direction. We're just going to shove it through a different way.
Yeah, well, I think the Ellisons will probably put... I mean, this I don't think they're going to give a shit about too much, but they're trying to say it's canon, and I'm sorry. I don't think Star Trek fans are going to recognize this as being... A webtoon as being canon.
No.
All right, we're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Good luck with all that. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.